Fuerza Regida, and they haven't stopped. Now they're getting signed by Sony Music.
I think they got a distribution deal. We think that's right. I think that's an extra like $1 million in their pockets. Guys, Grupo Diez Cuatro broke up. We are gonna have Moreno on the podcast, I think, next week. We're gonna be doing a segment. It's gonna be called Finish the Lyrics of the Song. So we're gonna play a song for like 2 seconds because we don't wanna get copyrighted and we have to finish the lyrics.
Y en la noche no puedo dormir, nos turnamos en la guardia del cuernito en la
pa. How did you go?
Ando Trujillo, pa.
Yo. I'm gonna get a crab. I'm gonna get a crab. Dude.
Hi.
Dude. I'm gonna get a crab. You kissed the fish.
That was like the most wildest thing we've ever recorded.
That's gross, dude.
Because I think where we messed up was that.
Women hit me up with one tongue action.
The things that. The things we chose as a theirs was just too gross. Like, no.
I think that's the point, no?
Yeah, but you don't have to do none of that. You saw what that thing looked like?
All right, next time we'll have Ricky play and we all play.
All right, bet.
We could do like sushi or something. Like,
ew.
See, like something like not.
No, yeah, but that's gross. Ill, but that's passable. We want to like throw up.
Yeah, we want to throw up. Yeah, honestly.
But let's drink.
All right.
What's up, guys? Nah, just kidding. You do the intro.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Nagushababa episode number 4. If you guys are new to this channel, make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe.
444.
We are also available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You guys can follow us on Instagram at Nagushababa Podcast.
We're also available for birthday parties.
We're payasos.
Serenatas.
Guys, we're 4 episodes into season 2. If you guys
you thought you were going to see something else, huh? Me too.
If you guys been here since season 1, you know we've been building up so much anticipation for season 2, and now we're 4. It's kind of crazy how time has been passing. I'm not going to lie.
I think the first time that we have the little monitor set up, so I can kind of see how
looks nice.
How different it looks from when we started.
We have Ricky right here behind the cameras, and we have Alan. Huge shout out to Alan.
Shout out to Ricky and Alan behind the cameras.
The mustache.
Making it possible.
And
Alan, look at him.
Yeah, Alan. Looking kind of poppy.
Oh, his
Alan, what's your Instagram? No free promo. All right, guys. So,
hey, well, my boy Ricky behind the camera. We try to put a picture of him. He's single. He is so ready to mingle. He's getting a new card tomorrow. So y'all get at him right now.
Wait, what is it, Alan? _ what?
Alan.
Oh, Instagram. Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure
underscore.
There's a lot. Is there like a double A or? Let him know exactly.
Triple N.
We're going to put it right here. But as always, guys, I
Ricky's
always.
Too. Ricky's too.
Ricky?
I don't know Ricky. Because I used to always tag him, send him shit.
It's like RSL.10.
No? RSL.10. As always, guys, I always want to give the thank you to the fans that watch us every single Monday. It's currently Friday. We film Friday nights. And
we don't go out. We want to be here to.
We want to be here to, you know, keep you guys entertained. This is
you guys are
basically our lives now. Like, it has changed. Thanks to you guys. So many opportunities have come.
Thanks.
And we're creating more ideas every single day. As always, I love you guys. I always want to give the thank you to the fans.
Yeah, for real, it's thanks to you guys that we get to do all these cool things, and
we get to meet this artist, we get to drink with them, we get to do a lot of shit.
And cheers. The reason also that we get to set like some crazy goals that we know it's achievable thanks to you guys, such as the one that you came up with, crazy goal of going to the billboards.
Damn.
Oh yeah. Well, it is a crazy goal, but like it was a goal for all of us. So,
well, like as a collective, you know.
Yeah, guys. So I think we're gonna be going to the Latin Billboard Award Show in Miami on September 26th to October 2.
A whole week.
Hopefully, because it's not something where like you're going for free just because you like know Del Records or some shit. Like everyone has to pay, and that shit's fucking expensive as fuck.
$850 just a person,
just
to get in through the door. And you know we live in California, so we have to buy the plane ticket. Hotel, all those accommodations, a car. We gotta eat
three times a day because you know we're trying to bulk up.
Well, me and Jesus can handle like not eating for. Like,
we might
hours.
Have to do like you guys' diet, and
like one meal per day. And Angel,
like
we'll give
potato
her
chips.
Angel's gonna be like, Fucking crying and shit.
I'm gonna take the. Have you guys ever done where they get the Bimbo bread and they make the. They take out the bread, make the sandwiches, and put it back
in? Oh, yeah, put it back in, yeah.
That's what we on right now.
But yeah, guys, so we're trying to shoot some content there. It's gonna be really fun. We're gonna, you know, probably go a day with, like, you know, the record, another day with Rancho Mille. We're gonna try to go do a house tour with Ovi. Ovi lives in Miami. We're probably gonna hang out with Yarita for a day. So we have like a little schedule going on, but you know, I think you guys will really like the content.
We're gonna keep it exclusive. We're not gonna say too much, but it's gonna be our first time in Miami, right?
Our first time in Miami,
and we're going broke.
And we're going on like broke, no money mode.
But we're gonna enjoy it. We're there for the experience. It doesn't matter how we get there, how we do it. It's there.
As long as we make it through the door with the cameras are fully charged and a few batteries, I think we'll be able to make
That's
it.
That's right.
But yeah, guys, today's verse of the week is, if you guys are new to the channel, we have a verse of the week. It could be about any of us. We were not going to say who it is.
A little something to better your life. Hey. But don't make the mistakes we made.
Yeah.
Yo, we're going to give you guys life advice on, you know, shit that we go through. Because we be going through the most shit, no cap.
This week's verse of the week is, if you bring a girl, at least talk to her. Meaning, if you want to take her to a club or to the with the boys or whatever, just talk to her. Because what's the point of inviting her if you're just going to be like,
hey, couldn't be me. I don't shut the fuck up.
Right?
I didn't know I was going to make it that far.
All right. Well, he said it was him. Hey, is that you, Keiko? Is that you?
Nah.
No.
I don't invite them.
Come on, Angel. Nah. Open your mouth. And he's like.
He's like,
fucking Agustin.
No,
fuck, Agustin talks more than you.
No, I buy the girls flowers y se los aviento y me voy corriendo.
That's right.
Guys,
hey,
I didn't know I was going to make it this far in life.
We went to the club and then Angel bought some flowers for a girl and he like gave them to her like 6 feet away.
And I left.
And I think it's on video, right? So here's a clip.
If this gets, I don't know.
Send it to me.
5,000
what?
Views.
Likes.
Views? It's going to get it regardless.
2,000 likes. 2,000 likes.
2,000 likes. By the time of the next recording, we'll post the video.
Of Angel going like,
off. Palabra de hombre.
Wait, what club was it?
The Malecon. One from last time.
Malecon, we went.
All right, man.
Let's do it. I'm down. 2,000 likes. We'll show it.
Hey, guys, we have a lot.
100% real. 100% me struggling.
I feel like we have a lot of exclusive like clips of us just going out.
It's not that exclusive. I feel like no one really records.
I record shit.
I feel like we just record like the worst things.
that shit like got a million subscribers, dude.
Wait, which one? From your party?
That's never coming out.
The wild stuff from your party?
Guys, I had a wild ass 21st, but we won't talk about it till we get to
the
million.
Angel had it. Never mind.
I had it bad.
All right.
And y'all talked about that.
A little update on Agustin. You know, he's still alive. Water looks good.
But he smells.
He doesn't move much, but you know, I feel like that's normal. If it's a little dirty, it's just like a vitamin we get.
Okay, guys, I'm going to be honest. This is how I know it smells bad. Because my sister came in here. What the fuck? Why did it smell like fucking fish?
No, she said something worse.
And it smelled bad. Oh, yeah, she did say something worse. But I'm not going like to say this.
So why does it smell like fish, Keiko? Oh.
My bad.
Nah, I'm just kidding. But honestly, it's hard to find time to clean that food.
Dude, you're in here like every other day, relax.
Well, I mean, if it smells, maybe at least it's because it had food and like the water got dirty. Because I mean, I'd rather it smell and then the thing starving. If this is how you guys treat the fish,
we wanted an iguana food. I was like, hey, let's get a blue iguana.
No,
how much those things cost?
$60.
$60? We got
a blue iguana.
We got the Wota, everything for $60 right here.
We actually did.
Nah,
we wouldn't have been able to do an iguana.
Or a chinchilla.
A chinchilla.
Wait, but don't you have to like, what do you have to do to an iguana to like take care of it?
You have to take it every day to get out in the sun.
What does it eat? Like crickets?
No.
Lettuce.
Just veggies.
Lettuce?
Just veggies.
It's on that Jason meal plan.
But it's going to be lean and skinny.
It's supposed to be skinny. What do you think? It's supposed to be like a fucking dog or what?
It's going
to
be lean for sure.
Lean like the owner.
I'm lean as fuck. But we have a lot of news on the topics. And, you know, shit's always going on with the regional. The shit's growing fucking fast.
What are we talking about today? Or you want to talk about the showcasing?
Okay, guys. Yeah. We came up with this brilliant idea for artists that are coming up or that need that little boost, that have the talent and need the boost. So
we
basically,
think, we think all this
for all the Musicos.
Yeah, listen,
everyone,
attention, all Musicos.
Because we know a lot of you guys are either, you know, artists, aspiring artists, or, you know, need a little push regardless at what stage you're at. So pay attention to this because it could be beneficial to you.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So take basically, when we're recording, we take a 25-minute break and then.
We after 25 minutes, we take a break.
After 25 minutes.
Hopefully only like 2 or 3 minutes.
After 25 minutes, we take a break. And then someone thought of the brilliant idea to have a grupo showcase their best song for them to get promotion. Obviously, I feel like we're in the right market, like how Angel says, the right niche. And it'd be perfect for someone that needs the help and the support to build a fan base and basically take it to the next level. But we will be charging. If you're around the OC area, you will be coming in here. Obviously, you get the whole Augusto experience. You get to kick it with us.
Why not?
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing out.
All they have is just...
The station with the...
Best.
In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other... I think the... Not you, tricky...
The Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, I didn't know they were coming.
Damn, my boy Justin trying to give more than
I'm trying to give everything to you guys.
If you're from the OC area, maybe they could film their video here.
Yeah, they could.
Why not?
Yeah, you know how Edencia played it live? I feel like it'd be brilliant if the grupo came here with their instruments, played it live for, you know, them to meet us and give them a whole ass experience.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think that the cool thing is that there's a lot of talent that just doesn't have enough eyes. So then the cool thing is that you guys will be watching this podcast and, you know, you guys see someone play their song. It's still up to them to, you know, convince and be like, oh, that's a good song. And if it's a bad song, comment that too, you know,
because
we'll also be ready for that.
We will be charging for that. Forgot it.
Yeah, because I feel like there's definitely a lot of new talent, especially right now. You know, there's a lot of young musicians that want to blow up. They want to make music their career. And I feel like this is a perfect platform.
No, deadass, let me tell you, it's a perfect platform. Like, literally everyone watches it. I'm not going to mention who, but if you guys need just one chance for, like, someone, like, let's just say from a record label to listen to you, this is where it is.
All the record labels watches this. Yeah. I'm just saying it's the perfect platform to have a song blow up or a group
get signed.
Blow up or get
signed.
Yeah,
to some capacity, all of the record labels keep up with kind of what we have to say. So, you know, if they play... For some reason, you know, they're playing this at their office or whatever, and, you know, they hear the song and then, you know, they turn around and see who it is, then, you know, it might just be your lucky day.
I feel like this is a perfect opportunity for everyone, you know, to have a chance, because I feel like there's a lot of talent and everybody just needs
Let
a
me
chance.
Say one more thing, too. It doesn't have to be live. It can be like you guys send us a music video or something, because we will get copyrighted and we don't want to get copyrighted. So you guys will have to play it here or send us a video of you guys playing it live.
Yeah, because I know there's... Sorry.
No.
Go ahead.
No, so also, you know, make sure that the video is good quality, because that's the only thing you're going to be judged on. Nothing else. Nothing that
An Android, a J-Rod. Shout out to J-Rod.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to J-Rod.
You're a dick.
Hey, but he has an A7 4.
He has like 12. But yeah.
Well, he got a Samsung. So come on, bro.
Yeah.
Sell one camera, get an iPhone.
Okay,
so
J-Rod's our boy.
J-Rod shoots in like
12K. He's a photographer from Dell Records.
He shoots in like 12K and does like the best color grading.
But when he sends a text, it's green.
Hey, yo, why are we? Hey, J-Rod, sorry.
Hey, J-Rod, this is not
I was actually talking to my boy J-Rod the other
even,
day.
Even Drake, even
this was not planned.
Even Drake wrote a song for you, Text Go Green.
Text Go Green, no.
Nah, I'm kidding, but...
J-Rod will be taking the best 4K quality picture. Then he said the green text, bruh.
But like
I said... Like 12K...
The emojis?
It's
like an egg? Nah, I'm just kidding, J-Rod.
Oh, I get you, like the...
J-Rod's our
Samsung
boy.
Emoji.
J-Rod's our boy. Like I said, all you musicians out there, get ready. All you musicians that are from out of state, get your high quality, get your A7.
So now, at this point, we know that all of you guys that play music... And you're like, oh, well, how can I get on the podcast? How can I send in my clip and stuff? Or how much does it cost? How do they get those questions answered?
Through email at agustobabapodcast@gmail.com.
There you go.
We will put it right here on the screen.
Actually, I might make another one.
We will not answer to any like emails management that end in 69 or 420.
That's like booking and shit like that.
Get your videos ready. Get your music ready. Get your singer ready. Get your adornos ready, because all that shit matters.
And first topic of the week. Guess who broke up?
Augusto, papa.
We don't want to talk about it. Guys, Grupo 10-4 broke up. We are going to have Moreno on the podcast, I think, next week. And it might come out in 3 weeks. I don't know yet, but they broke up.
I think as soon as possible. People are trying to know. People need answers.
Yeah, I feel like he gave an explanation, but it was
very
like
brief.
That
very brief.
I'll be like, take it down.
Yeah, so apparently, like, the... Well, first, Sapo left, and then they had someone, Nabs. He was an Armonia player. They made a group decision to kick him out. I don't know why. He says he's not going to say why.
He said for personal reasons that I will not explain.
That we will personally ask him here.
Yo, look at Ricky, look at Ricky. This is fucking... All right, Ricky's distracting my bad. And then, Pablizzi and Emmanuel, that's his name, right?
Emmanuel.
They just left, and they just left Moreno in there. They haven't been dropping any music, so I don't know what's been going on. Well, actually, they haven't, but it's like with Banda and shit, right?
Yeah, something like that. They're trying to switch it up.
So we're going to have him on. We're going to ask him everything. So if you guys have any questions for Moreno, send it to us. We'll ask him. We'll try to see what happened with the group. We'll probably get the group side too. So we have two sides.
And I think it's dope to see Moreno here, obviously, right now. He's a solo artist. Even though it's still called 10-4, it's just Moreno by himself. We're looking forward to see what type of musician that he's looking to get, because obviously that's important. You know, the style that they created was like a drill corrido.
Drill corridos.
Yeah, I remember when, I think when I would just come to watch the podcast, and then one of the main topics was the video you guys played of them kicking down the door at Mexico de Noche.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You were there, no?
Yeah, I was actually there. But
why didn't you kick the door?
Because I was scared.
He was behind the door.
No, yeah.
They kicked him.
And how he had like such a... I don't know. He was like on the top, right? Yeah, he even got invited to the Smoke Me Out tour and everything as a special guest.
The Smoke Me Out tour got canceled, no?
Yeah, COVID closed.
I think his...
No, the new one.
His Outbreak
song.
Oh,
yeah. I have the shirt. We got to go ask Jimmy. Oh. I have a Smoke Me Out.
I honestly think 2022. That the Smoke Me Out tour just didn't sell enough tickets.
Yeah.
What do you think, Echo?
Just like Nata's tour. A lot of you guys have been asking us about Nata's tour.
Nata not selling enough tickets? That's your boy?
I think. That's what I think.
I still had shit to say about Moreno.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I felt like Moreno's song, El Criticado, and Amarre de Zapato.
I waited. I feel like that might be the only song I ever waited for, like, the premiere.
Yeah?
I was waiting on that.
Like, I feel like...
Because also how we were talking about it, that they build a lot of hype towards it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah, like they had really good...
Replay value.
Yeah, replay value, but also, like, hype towards the...
Like, they would preview the best part of the song.
Yeah, or it was just, like, not even the song. It was just, like, a clip. Because you know how I was telling you that... When they preview a song, it's like 15 seconds of the intro and like 15 seconds of the
outro
first thing. And it's like the whole song. So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's 50 seconds of each thing. So then like you don't build any anticipation because you already know what the song sounds like. Mm-hmm. But they didn't do it like that. Like you actually had to wait. And you just kind of knew it was going to be fire.
Yeah, Diez-4 was doing really, really good. They were on top. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I feel like
TikTok during the COVID years where everyone was just making content. And now they just slowed down a lot. I don't know what's been going on. They haven't been dropping music.
Let's go back into COVID so everybody can start dropping shit.
Well, we're going actually back to...
can we clip that up, please?
Everybody was dropping shit.
Well, I mean...
Everybody blew
Angel
up.
Angel was dropping that ass. Just kidding, Angel.
I can't keep
I remember. Well, I mean, maybe not... Maybe not...
You had that clip? From Pico?
You dropped that ass at Pico?
You dropped that ass at Pico?
Dude, Angel, what the fuck?
You dropped that ass at Pico?
Remember?
You dropped that ass? You dropped dun, at Pico?
Just wait till you see on who, dog.
Let me find out you were singing the Anaconda song.
I'll show you the clip.
We were doing the fucking Anaconda and shit.
Alan has a clip.
Yeah, all right, just wait for Gecko's vlog.
Never mind, I don't want to get canceled. I don't want to
say all right, guys, Angel dropped that ass and I didn't fucking know. I was just kidding.
But obviously COVID was a great either great.
Whoa, no. But they're going to start hitting you.
No. They hit you hard.
No. Wait, relax. You know, step it down. Because I feel like a lot of innovators and business. Innovators were created during the COVID time. Augusto Papa was created during the COVID times, but you know, there was also
Marquitos toys.
There was a lot of hardship as well. You know, it's unfortunate, but I mean, now we're here, you know, and you know, life goes on and, you know, we got to see what's the next thing for, you know,
yeah, you
ruined my whole flow. Like I told your boy, say you ruined my whole flow.
He took
my flow.
Bar for bar.
We're going to have him on. Bar. So we'll ask him everything. I feel like we're getting better at this podcast shit. Like we're getting less shy and shit.
Yeah, I feel like we're more open. Like Echo said, no filter, you know, a la verga, no filter.
Yeah,
like,
and also aside just from asking him about the breakup, I think there's a lot of other stuff that he could also give insight to people, maybe the newcomers, on how he blew up himself. And how he had like all that hype around his songs. I think I want to ask him about that. I don't think he's talking.
I feel like that's true. We should ask an artist. Well, you know, obviously.
You know what I always forget to ask every artist? What they did with their first check.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've had that question written down in my notes.
I don't know where I saw that. They asked Pedro what he did with his first check. I can't remember what he said either, but. Yeah, somebody asked him. I was like, why don't we ask that?
Damn.
But yeah.
We'll ask him.
We've gotten better, but we're still learning.
Andamos
mejor.
No, we got
andamos mejor, Jason.
Andamos mejor. Guys, a lot of you guys like that. I saw the comments. You know, I read every comment. Now I'll keep the flow going if you guys like it. Comment down if you want to keep doing it.
That one's going to be your signature move along with
your new Instagram, Andamos Mejor Jason.
True.
Shadow Band Jason.
Jason de regreso.
Jason de regreso. But you know who's in el regreso? Fuerza Regida, and they haven't stopped. Now they're getting signed by Sony Music.
I think they got a distribution deal. We think that's right.
Yeah.
I didn't have any word on it.
So we saw that Fuerza Regida went to Miami to the Sony headquarters, and you know they posted something like "Congrats, a new chapter of our life" or whatever. And I think they signed a distribution deal, and I think that's crazy because I think that's an extra like $1 million in their pockets.
And then I'll mention like I think they were falling off for a bit.
No, I don't think so.
No. Like they were.
Before.
Right now they're going like.
They were.
Up.
I know. No. Right now they're going.
Like when GOP tried like trapping shit.
When they released
Adicto.
Yeah.
That was like their like.
I think Adicto.
I mean, I like the first song.
I think it was the Yellow album.
Yeah.
Where they had the mask.
What are you talking about? Where they did the Pandemia song.
Yeah.
Didn't they do like one about Christmas too?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, like around that time.
During that time they were like kind of iffy, but now, they're selling out arenas.
He also acknowledges that too because when we went to the concert, he was saying that like, oh, antes decían que andaba valiendo verga, este el otro. But like, you know, dirías tú.
Yeah.
They went back up because GOP was fucking smart about it with his whole team and they just started creating content. Because I feel like there's even people who probably don't even like the new album, but they just like watching their vlogs.
Yup.
I mean, they might think, oh, they fell off, but let me still watch their vlogs. And it keeps them relevant.
And yep. I feel like all of that stuff comes full circle. You know, if you're an artist that creates content and you do a little bit of everything, it'll keep you relevant, you know?
Yeah, and because, I feel like
Go ahead.
That I feel like what happened with them with their turnaround was, I remember when Toto was here that he said that he was like a workaholic and like they would work until like something happened and how he said like, oh, algo tiene que salir. So I feel like when they were like kind of like going downhill, he kind of got everybody around. He's like, something has to like come out of this. We have to turn this shit around somehow. And they were able to do it.
They
literally got sat down and said, how the fuck are we going to
from a trusted source? We've heard a lot of crazy stuff about GOP that he's really smart. He works a lot. That he has like a lot of businesses that you guys probably might not even think he owns them, but he's a really smart person.
Yep.
Just likes to work a lot.
And that's a person that I would like to have
super
on the podcast.
Busy.
Oh yeah, and I heard from Calle 24 that they rarely see him, that he's super busy.
Like, from Angel Tumbado too.
That he's ridiculously
busy,
you know, because I feel like he's the type of person to already have the next plan set. Like, for example, maybe some things didn't work, but, you know, he's ready for the next one. Like, going back to what Angel said, like, something has to pay off from the work that you put in or some fucking idea, you know?
I've also heard that if GOP were to stop making music, he'd be chilling, like, without a fucking problem.
Damn, that's pretty impressive. We won't say where we got the information, but...
imagine, I don't know.
Imagine the dudes watching you next to JLP. He's like, was it you?
They all sat down. I who the fuck?
I mean, we're not giving away any like private information. It's just like,
I feel like the information that we get, you know, we keep it.
If it's private, then we'll keep it private.
We'll keep it private, but
like something like this is like, you know, like,
yeah, more than anything, it's like props. It's like hats off to him because like you're really doing big. I know, right now he's selling arenas, huh?
Yep.
Like we were fortunate enough to go to the Toyota one, and it was lit.
Yeah, I think it speaks for character when, you know, you literally get your boys rounded up and say, okay, how are we gonna turn this around? Cause like this is not going the right direction. But
imagine Walks, I'm out. We're like, come on, Walks. But no, stay together.
Porque va a decir, oh, pues ya nomás, ya me hicieron mi canción, vámonos.
Yeah, Walks on the.
So shout out to the whole Stream Mob team.
Yeah, honestly,
y'all killing it.
Props to you guys, every single one of the members.
Invite us to another party.
Invite us to another party.
Bro, I was thinking when I saw the video and how you guys came out in it. Well, yeah. If you guys didn't know, I didn't go to that party because
you went to San Francisco.
Yeah, I went to San Francisco with my family.
Oh.
And when I saw the video, I was like, damn, like the one day I don't see these guys and like they do all this. It's like the meme when you don't go to school and like a bunch of things happen.
Yeah, guys, if you guys check out the Fuerza Regida vlog, the one that says we spent 100K for this party.
Yeah.
Go like towards the end and we came out fucking fucked up.
Yeah, we were bad. I won't lie.
Dude, I'm going to say like what they cut off, but like we were pretty fucked up and we go to GOP and we were fucking around with them. And then he said like state your name and like how fucked up you are, right?
Yeah.
And then you said I'm 16.
And I took like Coke or something.
Coke and I was like I'm 16. GOP forced me to drink. And then this one said he fucking did a heroin.
They only left the dumb part in on me.
And then, yeah, and then.
Oh, that you ate a cow?
Yeah.
And then, like, a little bit after that, I was like, I'm 16 and GOP raped me.
And they left that in?
No, they didn't leave it in. They cut it off. But everyone was like, what the fuck?
We're talking about it, how bad it was. I thought they were just going to cut your piece off.
Yeah, and then, like, GOP, like, fucking grabbed me and tried to bend me over and shit. Almost.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Like, oh, si, cabrón. And he fucking.
He's like, again.
Yeah. But honestly,
that's a joke to you? What the fuck, Angel? Whatever. It's moving on.
Hey, shout out to JOP. We definitely need to help you on the podcast. I want to know more about your story and your team story because I feel like it's an inspiration to everyone that watches this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone's trying to do it big like you.
And why'd you go to Ernesto Barajas first, bro? Just kidding.
Ah,
that's where he did the preview of Billete Grande too.
Yeah, Edgardo fucking killing.
Now we need to have GOP.
Oh, we also Edgardo. We need to have him on too.
We need to have like a 3-hour episode with GOP on and then Toro.
And we need to have drinks.
Walks.
Who?
Huh?
Wait, what do you say?
I was like, we need to have drinks.
Alcoholic.
We have an alcoholic over here. Literally. We're gonna sit down and say how are we gonna get Jason out of this vicio.
Nah.
We should bring in like a fucking therapist or something.
NAA therapist.
No, bring a therapist for you two. You guys have some animosity going on.
No, it's not us two, it's everybody.
Oh, all right, guys.
You just spilled the beans. We're going on break. We don't know what to
say. Un verano sin ti.
Guys, we are back from the break.
Puta.
And today's segment, I was kind of thinking of a segment. Me siento puta. I finally found the song.
You know?
And I was like, come on, Jason.
Dude, Jason, like out of the whole album, that's the one you decide to sing?
Efecto?
I don't know. But like,
the one that says,
that's the banger.
¿Te sientes puta?
No, wait. That's his commercial hit.
Today I was looking through my stories and I saw some girl posted like a story and she was singing along to that song and I was like, así se miraba Jason.
Nah. Te pasas, my boy.
Guys, we're going to be doing a segment. It's going to be called Finish the Lyrics of the Song. So we're going to play a song for like 2 seconds because we don't want to get copyrighted and we have to finish the lyrics. And it's kind of like the mainstream artists, you know, like Eslabón, Fuerza Regida, we have some Luis R. I think I have some songs from like Grupo Arriesgado for these guys since they're huge fans.
Sheesh.
I suppose I have Ivan.
If we get good comments or there's good feedback, we could do it where
a whole video
where we sit. And also when we sit by a pool, and if you don't finish it,
oh yeah,
al agua,
al agüita.
We're gonna do it in a nasty ass pond.
Hey,
I'm
because I seen all they do it in like these nice ass.
Alright, who wants to go first?
No, we're going.
Oh, sorry.
That way.
All right,
that way.
So it's like any song.
I go choose. Right. I don't care.
I'll start it. Me siento.
Bien puta repa.
Oh my god. All right. I'm gonna play a random part, so ignore this.
Repiola.
Ignore the beginning. All right. So, any part of the song?
Solo tú y yo. Yo sé que te extraño.
Why this song?
Sorry, I don't know.
Dude, this guys, this song literally
is a masterpiece.
A master, like Picasso, probably, right. Like, would it be like you that? It's a masterpiece.
Bien obsesionado te miras.
It's bien obsesionado, estoy sin dudar.
That's what I meant.
Yeah,
look, look at that.
Obsesionado. All right, again.
Obsesionado, estoy sin dudar.
Again?
What? Oh my.
No, another
part. All right.
You two like, got him, bitch.
All
right,
go.
No me importa...
No me importa lo que sea, solo mientras sea contigo.
No me importa lo de afuera, por dentro es motivo.
Oh, no, pero hay otra parte.
All right, I'm gonna go to Angel.
Oh. It better be that one song.
It's
and just
one.
Play the part. Ho, da,
hele.
Shout out to Peso Pluma, number 2 debut in the world. And
in other words.
I'm on the podcast. You went
double-handed on that,
ho. Got me down better.
All right, so you failed the Slavon one? All right,
bro. Not that one, bro.
What boy? Look, give me the phone. We'll go you next.
No, that's why. I'll go next. But let me first go.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
All right. Random part
una
of the song.
Una facilita.
Let me compose myself. That song did not play.
All right, ready, Angel?
Una facilita. Una facilita. Da, 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 da. No me las.
Dile como yo te hacía feliz.
Miente o yo te hago.
No, he dicho.
Y que te trate bien ese pendejo.
Antes tú me amabas.
No,
antes te amaba, te odio.
Dude, we're never gonna get invited to this.
No, pero pues que la trate bien, like, de todos like, modos.
O sea, no, tú. Ay,
miento. Ojalá te haga sufrir.
No, oh, vete a la fregada.
Amaba y ahora te odio.
All right, ready, Kiko?
No.
I think you gotta be like a super obvious song for it.
Oh, that is super. I feel like this is something that we listen to a lot.
Right,
this is when you put it on the spot like that.
Because
what?
All right, easy or like
easy.
Lo que sea, perro.
Right, uno de los de la O.
I don't
know. You don't listen to Slavon, hermano?
No.
Pon uno de Vanguardia.
All right, we're gonna hear. Go me, because any part. No Slavon?
No.
You don't listen to Slavon.
That's our core audience.
I listen to
Shut Up.
Nah, I don't
know. Risky Group.
Wow. I am shocked. We literally at their shows.
Kekos
like. No, we have to go with Slavon, so we're going in sections.
Oh, okay.
So like you doing a Slavon. No,
it's that
songs. All right, go back.
Come on, Jason. Like it's these songs. These are like right. So it's like somebody.
Cuando tenía sed.
Don't read the lyrics, dick.
I'm not.
Go.
No, I
la mañana.
No te hagas, güey. Te la sabes toda.
No. Levantaba con tanto amor. Yo te ayudaba a mirar el dolor. Yo fui el primero. Do you know Ivan? Do you listen to Ivan?
I know the girl that comes out in the video.
Like, can I just say that instead?
All right.
Go. Wait, so.
We're doing sections.
Yes, it's sections.
Okay.
So we're going to Eslabón. Go Eslabón.
Okay, so now we're going to go to
Ivan. Ivan.
Right. Starting with me and then we go that way.
Okay.
Put it at any part.
Okay.
But not this album.
Wait, you didn't show me Eslabón.
Oh, it's not.
I'll let you off.
Oh, it's because you're out, right?
For it's la one.
Yeah, it's la one.
He's disqualified.
First la one.
Does not. It's la one.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Se pasan con las indirectas.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
With your honestidad.
That That's it, fool. 7 seconds.
Bro, you were getting copyrighted right there.
La necesidad que
yo me daba todo.
No, wrong. Okay, another section. Song, another section. 3.
I know that's
stupid. 1.
Luchaba todo por ti.
Pause it.
I should have paused it. That's the part we did.
I know.
Y me abandonaste.
Oh, I passed.
Yeah, he got it.
Who hurt you?
After like 20 times.
Who hurt you?
He got it. He got
this
it.
This is a safe space. You don't hurt
me? That motherfucker.
Yeah, me too.
Just kidding.
Who's a motherfucker?
I'm not kidding.
All right, pass the Slavon.
All right, you're still going up next.
You're Salvado.
Yeah, well, and then I'll give it to me last. Next, okay. Who's the next artist?
Give it
Ivan?
To you last.
Ivan, yeah.
Give it to him last.
I know an Ivan.
I pass.
Easy.
Yep.
Easy. Come on, shoot me anything, Ivan.
Hold up, hold up.
Giggles like, can I just name who the model
okay.
is?
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
No sé qué decir, no mentir. Ay, mi hijo, ¿por qué no la ves más seguido? Ay, ¿qué le digo? Soñé tener a la mujer que prometió el amor eterno. Yo camino muy bien.
He got the point, he got the point. Now it's Angel. Now it's Angel. Angel. We're still on Ivan?
Yeah.
But you're saying the song that he like fucking listens to on a daily basis.
I know, you did it.
Oh yeah. No, I listen to Ivan's album every day.
Easy.
That's my favorite one for sure.
Okay.
Ay, mi hijo, ¿por qué no la ves más seguido? Ay, ¿qué le digo? Sueña tener. You're so slow here. I got you, güey. Así, like, boom.
Contigo si se me antoja.
Because I was going for like the super mainstream.
Just play the next verse and I'll know for the next one for sure.
No, no.
Las ganas no nos pudimos aguantar.
Nos fuimos al hotel y le dimos más.
Something like that. No, it was
all I know.
Nos tuvimos que ir al asiento de atrás
y le dimos más.
No, el carro
más y más. El coche se movía.
Y le dimos un lowrider.
And then we goes on there. Boom, 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 boom.
That shit been looking like it has fucking
that's why your suspension broke, no?
Suspension.
That's how I
Echo's Mustang turned into a fucking lowrider.
That's how I lowered my car automatically.
Brian?
Brian? He goes forward.
Beep, beep, beep.
Not even with the emergency brake, it moves.
Y'all.
Brian, let's go, Jason.
All right, Kiko, ready?
To the bed.
To the bed.
Now.
What are you doing in the bed?
Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? Who's next?
All right, ready, go?
I'm going to flick your ear if you don't stop. All
right, ready, go?
Better than you do.
Me levanta si lo siento,
perro abandonado.
No me quise ir.
Yeah, but the next lyrics, the next lyrics.
Is that
no, it's.
Te va a doler mirando.
Y no me quise ir.
Para verte así, lo siento, baby.
My sister and I are disappointed.
Why?
Oh, because I didn't finish the lyrics.
Oh. Are you ready, Jason?
Go.
Though I listened to him live again. Oh my god.
You're not gonna get this, I don't know.
Fuck, Ivan's music
already?
Is really
quiero que te trate bien ese
pinche pendejo perro malagradecido a la verga que me chupa.
Yo, hey, remember that TikTok I sent you? The video on Instagram? The
you're about to say I didn't watch it. I don't have TikTok.
No, I sent you on Instagram, perro.
Yeah, he hasn't opened it.
No, we did, because we talked about it. The guy with the long hair.
Yeah, I got it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Quiero que te trate bien ese pendejo.
Con respeto.
Con respeto. Ese
relax, pendejo. Close enough.
Pendejo, perro, mal agradecido a la verga.
Now, fuerza regida.
All right, oh, man. Go, go, go. I'm ready.
Starting with Jason.
Donation.
Ready?
If
we get it right, we'll get invited to the next GOP party.
Or he comes on.
All right, but
he'll be down
Jason,
to come on.
Why do we get this with Jason?
If everybody gets it right, he has to come.
I got it.
Si salgo me echo un rezo y cargo una fajada.
Bueno,
andamos haciendo desmadre.
No. Yeah. Not even close to the song.
No. All right. All right.
En esta vida maldita yo no confío en nada.
En una sierra cortita, zumbando en putiza.
En un antro me vieron.
No, next.
All right, por desmadroso me metieron el bote una semana.
No, y salí en la mañana.
Ready? Oh.
Go. Quemaban y yo le sacaba el doble.
Oh, that's the ringing to my bed.
Una sierra cortita, sumando en putiza.
Andamos haciendo desmadre en la sierrita.
Andamos haciendo desmadre recio en la movida.
That's what I meant. Damn. Alright, ready?
Put any part.
Any part?
Yeah. Right.
Pon an Adicto song.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
I actually pay attention. Okay. I actually would.
Ando buscando hacer billetes, pero a otro nivel.
Alright. Alright, go get my bad. My bad.
The question is, has he always been a cheater?
He always been cheating on this shit.
Alright, ready?
My dog out here picking his fucking
what are you doing?
Hey, pay attention.
Okay, go.
Pura mafia de la calle, pilas parientes. Caminando
como en porte. El muchacho es muy alegre, no se equivoque.
Yeah. I'm getting invited to the next GOP party. We're getting fucked up.
We're taking shots.
Only
1942.
Y según el...
¿Dónde looks like
Glass Azul.
Y según el borracho es él.
Oh, no.
No más.
Right, it was really fun. Like, we were just chilling with like Angel Tumbado and shit.
Yeah, that fool.
Moving on.
That fool can't drink, though.
All right.
Angel Tumbado?
Yeah, he only drank with
it. Moving on.
One. He's really chill, yeah.
He's chill.
Every time we saw him, he was like, hey, no cup. I'm like, hey, relax. I got work.
Yeah, that one was just smoking and shit.
I got work.
All right, ready?
Angel.
Flaco. That's el flaco right there.
Gente del flaco.
No, pura maíza.
No?
Me la sé por eso.
Okay, next part.
Next part.
Oh, okay, go.
That's
a requinto.
Dice, you suck, bro.
1 point for you then.
All right, ready to go?
Otra canción.
Cayeron contrarios peleando fronteras, pero aquí la
flaco.
Aquí la flaco.
No, sing it, bitch. It's your turn, not mine.
Ay, wey.
All right, go. Ready, Kego?
No me la sé.
Kego, listen to this shit. I know he does.
I bet.
Con respeto, un padre nuestro, vamos limpiando el terreno.
Y en la noche no puedo dormir, nos turnamos en la guardia
del cuernito en la pa, 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 pa.
How did you go start?
Yo.
Ando through you, pa, pa.
Yo.
I'm gonna get a crab. Dude.
Hi.
Dude.
Crab.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Oh, fuck.
Yo.
Hi.
Hey,
go, lads.
That's when we go to Culiacan.
Don't come into me.
Hey, have you seen the Tekashi video?
That's what it reminded me of. How does your gun sound?
Oh, mommy. Angel's first time in Mexico.
Hey, when he shot the right hole.
No, mommy.
And you thought he went to Mexico, he thought the chapiza is going.
Motherfucker shot a can. He seems like a fucking.
He shot a pellet gun.
Nah, but the past.
Alright.
I'm like Mateo and shit.
I want to start with Keiko on this one.
Right, con Mateo. ¿Cómo le hacen Mateo?
Con la zapata.
Ay.
All right, ready? That's the highlight I needed.
This is for you, Keiko.
That's the last memory. Wait, you can't hear that shit. Play again?
Oh, okay, my bad. Let me go over here.
Los 50 empotrados,
rifles de. Oh, that's the requinto right there, my bad.
Para de ganarlos. Ya.
No se confundan.
Seguimos en punta, gente del Chapo.
No, ya, no. The wrong team, fool.
Gente del Mayo.
Bro. I do not affiliate with him at all.
Cut this shit out.
No. We're not cutting it out, but no lo conozco.
Let's go back. Run this shit back. Another one, because I said the wrong person.
Yeah, you're going to get nah, nah.
I mean,
that's like,
bastard.
Yeah. And then...
The next day, all motherfuckers were dead.
No.
Put him in the coffin.
Hell out of pocket right there.
No, you're hell out of pocket with, you know what? I already better not cut that out either.
Nah, I cut my part out, dog.
Nah. All right, go get ready.
Have
three,
no consent.
Two, one. And that's how you want to go to the concert?
Bro.
When she says, hey, grupo arriesgado, I'm like, nomás landas ahí haciendo el menso.
I'm like 7 beers in. Play it again. Play it again. I got you.
Play the same part and I bet you won't get it.
Gente patrulla en comando.
Play
equipo sofisticado. Comando. Equipo sofisticados.
No, okay, bam, chug the beer. No,
all right, let's give him another chance, because maybe he's 7 beers in. That's
hey, give him the main part of the song.
All right, play el yuco.
I bet that's true. Main part.
Oh, shit. Se ve patrullando. Ay, me toste pa' los ranchos.
Yeah. I know it,
dog. Relax.
Let's see it.
He's cut. Right, he's drunk.
Right, play it again.
He's cut.
Me toste pa' los ranchos. Se ven patrullando. Comandos en comando. I got the right lyrics. They just can't come out right.
Wow.
I do not affiliate.
Next.
We do not affiliate with him.
Play el yuco for me.
La del muchacho del salado, si te la sabes.
All right, Angel, yeah. Three.
Zapatilla ro- No. Sorry. I can't even fucking.
All right, Angel, ready?
I can't even sing shit today.
De mis hazañas, él siempre testigo, el buen mar.
Nah, bro, this shit.
No, esa no.
All right, I'm going to play it in the beginning.
I says the.
En Durango, por ahí nació un viejo.
Que canta respetos. Esa es la bitch, no, don't say no.
No, it says, que sin palabras todo mi respeto. You asked me, you're like, oh, is that
bro, see, that's what he gets the girls. We can't even sing. Not even nothing.
I said it.
You can't complain.
I said it. Right?
You said it wrong, but like, yeah. You said respetos, right?
He was supposed to finish the lyrics.
I know.
I thought you knew the song.
Yeah. It's Salacha, right?
Damn. I feel like next artist.
Nah. Another one.
Yeah, I want to see if I could get one of Grupo Arriesgado. I'm not acting like a big ass fan, but I just want to try.
Alright, ready?
Yeah.
Fucking cheater.
Pero no mucho se acerca.
No.
No?
Alright, ready?
Play el yuco, dog.
Con un trago de 70 comienza la fiesta.
Fiesta.
Aquí por los ranchos.
We're gonna get cooked too much. Just go to fucking back to junior age.
Play Yuko.
Alright, we're going junior age next.
I'm sorry.
Already?
Los botones.
Azules son los que me.
Already?
Sorry, Keiko.
Me pega un maicede y el aro que regaña.
Una morena que esté bien buena.
No.
That is a lyric, but it's not there.
ready.
Ando en lo malo.
Keiko, go.
Una brinda de requerida para la
una morena.
No, that's good.
That
was good.
It's because I feel like.
Well, that's the right
una morena.
What the fuck?
Esté en buena.
Esté lista.
Para cualquier situación.
Ando en lo malo, mi hermano. Con todo mi combo, yo ahora sí. Traigo el tinto de venado y ando apagado.
Con.
Ready. Traigo el tinto de venado y no ando lampareado, ya no.
Le he jalado el cuernito. Si piensan so bad, que aquí se ha acabado en el
viaje quedado.
Ya no me. All right, next. We got that one.
No, that I should have known that word by word.
All right.
Como Jordan.
Oh, dude, already? That song. I listened to it live on yesterday. Fire.
Moving on.
Fire.
Already? Who's next?
I had to break the news. I saw Junior H and Pedro perform together in the same place.
Oh, yeah.
They played Dos Morritas, no?
Fire.
Dos Morritas. Fire.
What's the other one?
Lado. Already?
Ya no me duermo gastando el dinero. Chingando modelos, estoy bien culero. Hombre, estoy loco, me gusta la feria. El man ha sido que falló en la escuela. Escucho corridos de puro malandro. Cabezas gruesas las que ando cortando.
That's what I thought.
Hasta ahí.
Hasta ahí. We don't want to see you more. We don't even
like, comment, subscribe.
We don't want
to
copyright this shit.
Next. Oh, yeah. I think we're going to get copyright.
Next artist.
You think we're
going to get copyright? Otra Junior Ace que nos topamos.
Oh, damn.
Already?
Sad.
Querías que fuera más robón. Quieres y quieres más. Voy a buscar otro.
And then he's like,
el potero me la pasa.
No, isn't it like tu novio no me
la pasa? No vengas a rogarme, no.
Yo.
En el putero me la paso, una historia de amor fue un fracaso. Porque...
All right, all right. You guys passed the test, and that's the last song.
That's it.
Sheesh. I think you guys did good on the Junior H ones, on the Ivan ones, and the Eslabon.
Let's do another fucking Grupo Arriesgado.
No, we should do a song we all sing along. I feel like we should start the next podcast like that.
We should. Let's do a Bad Bunny. Let's see how good you fucking are, bitch. Wait, Yuko,
wait.
No, para mí pon una de
Nini me verán.
Pon una de.
All right, we're gonna test
Alegres del
Barranco.
You guys are gonna
algo
test
bien,
me?
Algo bien.
These will always act like there's some fucking
some
like,
hardcore.
I know,
fans.
Dude.
All right,
yeah,
all right, let's do it.
No, you're not gonna send ninguna. All
right, let's do it. I know. All
right, let's do it.
Yeah, him first.
Do it.
Fuck it.
Here, do this one. I think we all know this song. We used to fucking play at the gigs and shit.
Por eso tros el mecate.
Stop it.
Ahora me andan achacando de todos los besos que los pedros ladren.
Miren cómo estoy temblando.
Ni que tuviera miedo. Los guachos me ven y todo.
That's kind of right. That's kind of right. You got guachos right. That's
somewhere around there. That's
right. Somewhere along the guachos.
Somewhere around the guachos.
Esa no, nunca la he escuchado.
Las águilas vuelan alto.
La alta.
Se quedó parado.
Right, no de Alegres. What song do you know from Alegres?
Keiko, you should know this
con
one.
La sola roja.
Ready?
Aunque tengo todo, no es el que más quiero. Mi carnal, el Willy, te fuiste primero.
Con la suela roja, yo doy para sorprenderme. Un Rolex de llante que regalo. Me gusta estar en las cámaras.
Sing along, help us sing. I'm trying to sing.
Put that song again.
Pistea,
that's la roja, right?
You disconnected it, bitch.
Oh, my bad.
Fucking whack assholes.
Play that song, play that song.
Put
so we have to sing along, so we can sing along.
No vale un centavo, pero ahora mi suerte ya todo ha cambiado.
Miau.
Miau.
Here. A ver, si son perros o no.
A ver, pues. Yo creo que ya está comprobado.
Díganme los sinceros.
Que vale es mi persona.
Yo sigo siendo el austero. Para saludarme, voy a hacer corte de caja. Hasta con mi propia sangre.
El dinero no hace el hombre, el hombre hace el robo.
Ya, yeah, copyright.
Andamos mal.
Copyright.
Andamos
lleno de
piedras.
Costal lleno de piedras.
Yo sigo siendo el austero.
Me dejo.
El hombre hace el dinero.
Ya bailé toda la tanda completa.
Voy a hacer corte de caja.
Ya están mal,
con
ya están
mi
mal,
compadre. Sangre.
All right, here. I got one.
Estamos pedo, güey. We drink a whole fucking 18 pack. ¿Sí, no?
Pero no somos viciosos, gente. Nomás hacemos por trabajo.
There's water in there. What's next?
Esto es dedicado.
Para toda la gente perrona.
A que le gustan los corridos perrones.
¡Soy el perico!
¡Chévere 4x4! ¡Te he visto llegar!
¡Pa, pa, 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 pa!
¡Míquelo con la mamá!
¡Re bien que te sale! ¡Lo más te haces!
¡Del gobierno americano!
I'm wrong.
It's like... Dale, dale.
Todo empezó en Obregón.
Puro correo perrón.
De parte de los dos grandes de la sierra. Sus compas para siempre, ¿no, primo?
Me estaba echando un perico a las 10 de la mañana.
You guys are hella
out of pocket.
No me la sé.
We're done.
Play
we're done.
Check, 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 check. The spoon of the cum.
Oh, hell no.
Pero no sonríes, güey.
Otra, 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 otra.
Morca cerveza.
Hey,
you pass me a beer then, bitch.
Bitch, you have your beer right there.
Oh, bro. Si tenés mucha novia.
Mucha novia.
O tengo una mañana otra. Pero no hay boda, ti me pregunto. Si tenés mucha novia. Mucha novia. O tengo una mañana otra.
Mamá, ven.
Say cheese.
Say cheese.
Do you want to come in?
La Gabriela, la Patricia, la Nicole, la Sofía, mi primera novia en Kinder.
Ma, ven, 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 ma, ma.
Venga, venga, venga.
Ma, ven. Ma, N, 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 N.
Don mío,
de una dominicana de una bombón, una de los bombón y la de Barcelona
de cabrón. Y dice que me pilló tan cabrón.
Mi corazón, pero me compren una pinche mansión.
A mí no me da
de eso.
Dice me pregunto si tengo mucha novia,
mucha novia,
mañana una, mañana otra.
Dale, bota, pego, toma, pego, toma, novia.
Hey.
Ya, novia,
tengo una mañana otra. Titi me preguntó, to.
It's exitoso.
Guys, you guys might not hear the music, but there is music playing. We just took it off.
We're gonna look stupid.
No, literally, there was no music playing. You just wanted to shake some ass.
We're gonna look so stupid because the music's not gonna be playing.
So it's gonna, it's gonna be like some raw, like
your phone
ass shaking.
Froze.
Yeah, it's just like some raw ass shaking, dude.
Mucha novia, mañana una, mañana otra, pero no hay boda. Tú ya sabes, no hay boda nunca.
No, nomás viendo los guys, como beben
Jesus
y beben
mom's
los
here.
Bebedores.
My mom. Walked in.
¿Mande? ¿Cómo?
Lo puso nervioso.
No, disculpe, no lo escuché. ¿Qué? ¿Cuál?
Te puso hasta la verga el Kumbumba Injo. Lo hizo llorar.
No, yo creo que no me puse, no me tomé las que él se ha tomado ahorita.
I'm gonna start stripping for y'all hoes right now.
We're gonna look so dumb because the music's not playing.
Alright, guys, we are back from the break. Obviously, Keiko's lit, I'm lit, Diego's lit, Angel lit.
Angel stationary.
I'm stationary.
My mom is in the building. My mom is in the building. Shout out to Ana Delia Mendez. Ma,
cheers.
Aquí.
Salud.
Salud, mami.
Pásale la pregunta de Jason.
Mira, mamá, ven. Siéntate aquí.
La quiere presumir Jason.
Ma.
La quieren presumir.
Para que vean la suegra. Pues,
te quieren ver,
Para que aunque sea la conozcan en video.
Ey, te quieren ver las bebesotas. Siéntate aquí. Ma, te quieren ver las bebesotas. Siéntate aquí.
Es que no se daría abasto presentársela una por una.
Eres bebecita, eres bebesota. Friquitona, cerenota. Ma, te quieren ver las bebesotas. Vámonos.
Que pase la mamá.
No más vas a decir unas pocas palabras.
Pásale.
Lo más de cómo se porta Jason. ¿Quién?
No, pero nadie me cargó a mi casa. Nadie me cargó a mi casa.
Lo hicimos llorar.
Yo llegué caminando. Yo llegué caminando a mi casa. No. No, yo nomás le digo cuando nos reclama. Yo le dije, yo lo invité a salir, no a tomar. Pero llegué bien a mi casa, no me cargó nadie.
Pero estaba llorando. No voy a llorar en Kane porque el próximo episodio se va a tratar de eso.
Uno llorando y otro cargado. Ajá.
All right, let's get on with the episode.
Sí, lo hizo llorar.
No, ¿cómo cree? No, ¿cómo cree? ¿Se ve uno mal? ¿Se ve uno mal?
Pues te has visto muy mal. Entonces...
No, amanezco peor.
Let's go on with the episode.
Ahorita ya quiere... Ahorita quiere chillar.
Ok, si quiere chillar, pues...
Que chille.
Que chille.
Que chille.
Que chille. Quiere llorar. Quiere llorar. Quiere llorar. Quiere llorar. Quiere llorar. Quiere llorar.
Quiere llorar.
Quiere llorar. Quiere llorar.
Porque ya se va a Queco.
Se va a Quecolón.
Se va al Quecolón. ¿A la casa? Ya terminamos.
A la fregada.
A la fregada.
Ya terminamos con el episodio.
Pues sí. Wrap it up then. Or what else are we going to talk about?
What do we got? I don't think we got shit.
Nata's tour gets canceled. Why do you guys think Nata's tour got canceled?
Back to normal.
He ain't sold tickets.
That's what I think too. But I don't know.
Wait, but...
I think because it was Monday through fucking like Tuesday and shit, you know? Like,
oh yeah, he had some shows Monday.
Where's but... This week?
I was still going to go on a fucking Monday and Tuesday. I was going to go to three of his shows.
San Jose.
San Jose. Like the one after that. The one in San Diego. And then the one in... Oh, that's four. Then the one in Miami.
But did he announce that the tour got canceled? Or like...
People just were like... People were texting me. Why?
It was just like a...
Being as a Corridos Tumbado ambassador.
Not the ambassador.
So they announced it that he was done.
No, they didn't announce anything.
Just go on the search of like... the tour, and it says canceled. This event has been canceled.
Crazy. I think it's kind of crazy that Nata being like, you know, a person that really changed the genre, he wasn't able to sell tickets. Why do you guys think that, you know, he was a change in the genre, but he wasn't able to sell tickets?
I think because of the music. I don't think a lot of people fuck with the trap. Because he was taking out trap, and I think it's like the hardest fucking shit in the world. And I also think because of the way maybe he acts, he stopped dropping music.
He took a big break, I won't lie.
Yeah.
Because of Rancho Humilde, for sure.
The Rancho Humilde problem, yeah.
Well, I'm gonna bet that it was company problems instead of not selling tickets.
You think so? Could be.
You think it was like percentages? Like,
because I think it was some sort of that. It wasn't about selling tickets, because I'm pretty sure he did all right.
I know. I feel like Nata could sell.
Could be.
I feel like Nata could sell for sure. Because, I mean, if Junior H was able to sell, I feel like Nata's going to be able to sell too. Because I feel like...
Maybe, company problem. Because he's still with Rancho Mille, but they're not cool.
They're not cool. I know they're not cool at all. Even though they say, oh, yeah, I'm cool with Nata. Hell no, they're not cool.
Or maybe one side is cool with the other, but not vice versa, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it kind of sucks because, like, you know, you could be an artist that pulls numbers, but then, like, if you're signed to the wrong label or a label that doesn't agree to your terms, like, you're not going to get what you want.
Mm-hmm. Or it won't be good enough for, like, them, and then they wouldn't want to go through with the...
With the deal, right?
So what, they'll just, like, shut you up or what?
Yeah, and then I feel like that kind of, like, ruins the consistency of your career, too. Because, like, I feel like being an artist consists of taking out music, going on tour, you know, selling merch. And if you're with the wrong company, your consistency and your flow could really be, like, stopped.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what's happening, you know?
A lot of artists are having trouble selling, too. I'm still not over the fact that we went to go see this one artist. I don't know if you guys remember. Not going to say his name. And it was dead.
Which one?
Remember when we went with Alberto? And it was a club.
I remember. Yeah.
No, I feel like dead. That's going to be the next thing where no matter what artist, I can't sell.
Like, yeah, like, I feel like...
I don't know. They have to focus, like, on a certain things in their
career. I think they're just horrible.
For them to be able to translate those online streams into...
I just think they're just horrible at their marketing. Because when they have, like, a show, they'll post it once on their story. That's it.
Yeah. It's because it depends what they're centered on, whether it be promoting a single. But I think it should be towards ultimately trying to sell tickets.
Yeah, because I'm shocked, dude. Like, it was dead. The security literally said, I wouldn't go in.
I wouldn't spend my $80.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was I feel like right now...
It was a weird...
You could have streams. You could be an artist that has good streams. But, like, if you could get a person to pull up to your show, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, but then also the thing is that, okay, no, you not only did you get one, you got 25 people to show up. Then that's not an impressive.
That's not impressive, yeah. It's really hard, you know.
Because I feel like it's going towards where 6 or 7 people could sell out an arena, but everybody else, like, can't.
Yeah,
sell more than 100 times.
And I feel like I can name those people that could sell out arenas, you know, like Eslabón, Marca MP, Fuerza Regida,
Grupo Firme.
Also, I was watching Karim León's tickets are like $600. Mom,
Karim León,
Luis R.
We saw him
and
live.
And everybody else is like under 100 ticket sales.
Yeah, that so I feel like that.
I don't know
that,
what's going on.
That level of getting to sell is really difficult.
It's like a shift in the market, I think.
Definitely,
you know. Maybe since that issue is going on, we'll see a lot more of artists like getting together to like doing shows together.
Yeah, I feel like the reason why the Smoke Me Out tour was really successful is because they got a whole bunch of groups to, you know, unite and bring people. You know, because, you know, getting an artist to headline and bring people is already hard enough. But, like, if you get a group of people, then, you know.
Yeah, because I think the Smoke Me Out was, like, never really about the headliner. It was about, like, the whole thing. Like, the whole thing was an event.
What about the last Smoke Me Out tour? The one where, like, it wasn't, people were complaining that it wasn't the Smoke Me Out tour. Why do you guys think that one got canceled?
I don't know, man. I still have the shirt. I wear it to the gym. I be repping Smoke Me Out tour. Maybe 2023. I don't know. I'm pulling through. I'm trying to wear the shirt to the event.
I think it has to do with the lack of people buying tickets.
I think it was just the lack of lineup, put it without, you know, sugarcoating it. It's not what it used to be. The time is not 2019. It's not 2018. Because I remember 2018, I begged my parents to take me because it was like a big deal.
It was a big deal, you know. Like you had like
maybe we grew up. It doesn't hit the same, but
I'm thinking.
It didn't hit for anybody. Like,
I don't know. I don't know who I'd buy tickets to go watch. What was that, Nata? Because I'm like a huge
Ivan.
Ivan, I'd pay for
it. Eslabón, obviously we went.
Yeah. But like, I don't see myself paying for like, never mind.
I think it's tough.
I think I'll buy one for like, the main ones. Grupo if I can't speak.
No, that you can speak. You could never say that name.
Namazi, a risky group.
Risky group.
Grupo Arriesgado or whatever they pronounce.
The one time you said it right, you.
Marca Registrada. Los de la O. But we played with them one time. We seen them live.
Yeah.
But what do you think is like the turning point or like the fact that, oh shit, I have to.
Oh, gracias.
Oh, my mom's in the building. Shout out to Enedelia. She's here supporting us, looking out after us. Shout out to her. You know, we love her. But back to the show.
What do you do?
Ma, estamos enfocados en el show.
Damn, all rude.
Mal agradecido, ¿verdad?
No, I give her a shout out on the podcast.
Yeah, but then you told her to shut up.
No, I didn't get her to shut up.
No free promo.
We're going to blur that panther out.
¿Es una pantera?
Sí.
Todavía estamos grabando, pero ya yo creo que ya vamos a acabar.
What do you think? No, quédate aquí. Well, what do you think?
Damn, I'm rude.
What do you think?
No hay como complacer al señor.
What do you think?
¿Con otra chela?
Hey, otras dos.
Battery exhausted.
¿Mande?
We have to take a break.
Oh, él.
La mesa le va a dar la mesa, solo van belleza, la fiesta comienza y eso no escucho.
It's lit.
¡Ea!
Guys, the alcohol kicked in and we don't know the angles off, but fuck it.
Nah, we're good.
We chilling.
All right, guys.
Deja, pero no te coma el dedo.
Nah, it's fine. I'm fucking...
Pásale los chips al niño, por favor.
Pásale los chetitos. Guys,
you gonna hit?
No, just kidding.
Gecko got lit as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I'm like a 7 right now.
I'm a 6.
Angel's 100%.
This might be a stupid question, but what do you consider yourself as a rate? Like from a rate? Okay, what do you rate yourself 1 through 10? Or what do you think you are?
A 7.
I think I'm like a
you or him?
Me. Oh. I think I'm like a 8.9, almost a 9. Well, once I get 10 pounds, like, everything changes, you know? I feel like I'm... But, like, I don't depend on my looks. I feel like I know how to communicate well.
But I don't think girls give a fuck about how good you communicate.
That's what I'd want to know better. What do girls care about? So girls we don't know.
Look at Angel get girls. Angel gets girls, and he's like...
Stationary.
Nah, I
just, all I got to know is that I'm on a podcast. That's it. I don't got anything.
Yeah, a podcast? Oh, my God. Number one in the regional? Okay.
Honestly, one in the region,
and they're like,
"That's crazy."
Nah,
all right. What would you rate yourself then?
I did not expect you to ask me.
Why? I just asked you right now, live. Answer it.
7.
Nah, bro, you're higher than that, bro. What the fuck?
So what is he?
Like a real homeboy. I think we're all like 8 and up. I think we all
factoring in the podcast, my boy.
I think we
with the podcast, right?
With the podcast.
With the podcast, I'm a 10, dog. Shut up. With the podcast.
No, I feel like we all have some like really cool characteristics. I feel like if you really get to know us, I feel like we're all pretty genuine people.
I wish I had colored
eyes. I don't know. I feel like girls gotta see something already to give you the chance to fuck on.
Well,
the
obviously, like,
what about you?
Look right now, fool, like we're at a time where like you gotta have something that the girl wants. Like right now,
we have status.
Yeah, we have status, like in a sense. But like, if you don't have status, like you gotta get your status up. You know, like Andrew Tate said. You know, I know my boy Andrew Tate got like canceled out of every platform, but I feel like that fool put a lot of people on game. You know.
You know. Yeah, I wanna know about all that, but
what do you? What do you rate yourself?
I don't know. Pero le echamos ganas, you know?
No,
be confident, be
you
confident.
You have colored eyes, dude.
You have be confident, bitch. Come on, papa.
No, but the colored eyes cancel out with the extra 15 pounds I got.
This is a free space.
Colored eyes, you fool.
Look. The way that I see the podcast is like, it's just a platform to say whatever you want.
I don't know, dude.
Dude, the colored
eyes. Just rate yourself, my boy.
The colored eyes are, dude, Angel, no.
I wouldn't know, man.
Come on, Angel.
Like, if you didn't have color eyes, okay. You don't have to answer.
I'm going to ask Gecko, and then I'm going to go back to you. Yeah, Gecko, please rate yourself out of 10, please.
I give myself a 7.
A 7. Why a 7?
Because I'm in the podcast.
Short? Yeah.
No, but that's like...
I feel like if I had more height, I would have been like a 8. If I was skinnier... If I would have been like skinnier, I would have maybe a 9.
I feel like I agree with you, my boy.
But there's always space
for improvement, right? All right, Angel, Keiko answered. I want you to know.
No, a 7 too, then. A 7.
Yeah. Nigga. Bitch, you just copied his answer, man.
I know. Well, okay, why 7?
No, I can't be a 7. 7's okay. Taken forever.
Okay, yeah. It's taken, yeah.
Yeah, it's taken.
I said 8.
Go up or down?
I said 8.9.
We're going to retire that number.
I'm being humble.
I'm being humble. It's a 7, a solid 7. Solid 7.
My boy was 90 pounds. I'm being humble.
No.
All right, why 7?
Because. at least I'm like.
All right. We got one motherfucker here. I was 7. And then right here, the two. I'm an 8. I'm kidding. Chill, Ricky. Bet. You're dick.
I bet. Angel. You know, Diego is just Diego. Yeah, yeah. I've known him my whole life.
A 7, a solid 7.
No, I know, but why?
Why? Because.
Like, why not a 6?
I mean,
I didn't know
it was a big deal for the whole colored eyes thing. I got that going for me.
The height?
Like, yeah, height. I think for a Mexican, like, I'm pretty good.
We winning, my boy.
And
what are you, 5'11 or 6?
Nah, 5'11.
7'11.
And the podcast, the three things I got going for me.
Y le echamos tantitas ganas. And your babe, bitch.
Y se hace,
don't remember it. Don't forget that. All right. guys, I think we're gonna wrap up the episode. It was a wild ass episode. We got lit. And thank you guys for watching. Outro.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
Don't forget to wrap it.
And don't forget to buy our merch at Augusto Papa.
Oh, the new merch is not out yet, but it's coming out. I've been working on it. I paid for it today. It's coming soon, so be ready for it.
Peace
out.
Peace out, guys. Ciao.